Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
Today, I want to talk to you about a matter of very practical importance. It's not theological, it's not doctrinal, but it's very practical, and there is a very practical element in our preaching, and it is how to protect your voice. Your voice is obviously so important. As you stand in the pulpit, it's your Bible, your notes, and your voice, and that's all you've got going for you. And so protecting your voice is of vital importance, and as you would preach more, your voice is going to be being used more. And so how can you protect it from becoming strained? This is something I have to give thought to because I preach a lot. And when my voice goes, it's kind of like my wife says, it's a good thing you can preach because you can't do anything else. So I need to protect my voice because I'm not very good at many other things. So let me just give you some recommendations. This will probably be relatively short, but very practical. Number one, hydrate. You need to drink a lot of water. I drink a lot of water to hydrate my vocal cords. And you have to get out ahead of this as well. You just can't think drinking water five minutes before you get in the pulpit is going to hydrate you. It's got to get into your whole body system. And this is especially true with changes in weather and changes in climate. That you just have to be continually hydrating. I have to because I fly on airplanes a lot, and that just dries you out. Second, limit your caffeine. Caffeine dries up your vocal cords, and I love coffee. I love the taste of coffee. Coffee does stimulate your brain while you're studying to focus and to concentrate on what you're studying, and so I'm drinking coffee. In fact, I rarely ever drink coffee if I'm not studying. However, there's a catch-22 to this, that if I go straight to preach after I've been studying and I've been drinking a bunch of coffee, my voice can very easily become strained. So I have to limit the amount of caffeine that I take in. Third, limit your medication. Some medicines like Benadryl dry out vocal cords, and so you've got to give thought to that. Fourth, rest your voice as much as possible. And for me, I even have to limit my singing when I'm in church. If I'm not preaching and I'm just at a conference, I'm belting it out, unfortunately, for people around me. I mean, I'm singing as loud as I can. But if I'm getting ready to go up and preach, sometimes I just even lip sync it, or not lip sync it, but just sing silently, so as to protect my voice before I go up. Now, if you have strained your voice, what are some things you can do? Well, one would be to drink decaffeinated tea that has honey and has lemon juice in it. And that has a way of helping your vocal cords. Second would be to avoid milk and dairy products. Third, try not to clear your voice through coughing. Fourth, do not whisper. Interestingly enough, that's one of the worst things that you can do. And I remember times when I've lost my voice and I'm in the pulpit preaching and I'm literally whispering. And they're turning up the mic. And I remember one precious lady in our church coming up to me who was a vocal, had been a vocal major in college, saying, that's the worst thing you can do for your voice, for you to now continue to whisper in the pulpit. That's straining it even worse. Six would be don't shout, which also has a negative effect. Instead, what you should do, and there are times when necessity is upon me. I just have to go ahead and preach. I mean, for example, in some of my One Passion conferences, people have paid a lot of money to fly from all around the country, sometimes from overseas, to come to this conference. I'm the only speaker. I'm going to have to teach no matter what, even if I have to use sign language, I'm going to have to teach. And as I do, modulating my voice to find a certain level that does not strain my voice as much is very helpful. Some levels will strain it more than another, and I have to speak until I can find that level that is less strain on my voice. So those are just some things for you to think through. It's very practical. It's something we have to live with as preachers. You can get colds. You can have sinus infections. There are different things that have a great effect upon one's voice. And the same has, you know, is true with me. I'll never forget the first Shepherd's Conference I ever preached at with John MacArthur in Los Angeles. Ian Murray was also there, and I completely lost my voice. And at that point in my life, this was the biggest speaking opportunity I'd ever had. And I remember I was in the pulpit. I couldn't hardly get any noise to even come out of my mouth. I was preaching Jonah 3 and the preaching of Jonah at Nineveh. And after it was over, I barely got through that sermon. I remember Ian Murray coming up to me and saying, "Oh, you're just like the doctor, Dr. Lloyd-Jones." He had trouble with his voice as well. And I thought, well, that's the closest I'll ever be compared to Martin Lloyd-Jones when I lost my voice and could not preach. So all that's to say, don't lose your voice. Try to be like Lloyd-Jones when he had his voice. So give thought to this. I look forward to a future podcast with you.